We're doing the Avat Chesed. The Chafetz Chaim says, "V'da od." I also want you to know, "Daf al alove." Af shonish tchiat amitim shlo yichel lo niskar al alove. Aval mikol makom yesh gam alav isur lav gamur. People sometimes forget that the prohibition of interest is on the lender and the borrower as well. People think he's getting the avera, he's collecting the interest. No, the Torah purposely gave the commandment to both people. The borrower and the lender are prohibited and completely prohibited. It is a biblical prohibition. It's true that the concept we discussed last time, that a person will not be resurrected from the dead, he will not be there at Tchiyat HaMetin, that's only on the lender, not the borrower. But the prohibition is still a complete prohibition on the borrower as well. Shelo yiten neshech lamalveh, he is completely prohibited from paying interest to the lender. V'gamu b'shem rasha yikare, and a person who takes a loan with interest is also called wicked, ufasu leidut avuzeh, and he's disqualified from giving testimony over this. Moshamu chazal ove b'ribit pasu leidut. The Talmud tells us, anyone who takes a loan with interest, takes a loan, he's paying the interest, so he is disqualified from giving testimony. V'hine be'emet, af im lo haya lanu shum etza likachevach avur halvat hama'ot, gam ken yatzrich adam lishmor divrei Torah amur b'inyan zeh kedei lekeyem ratzon Hashem yitbarach. Truthfully, even if there were no way you could make a profit over lending your money, you'd still have to keep the Torah and do the commandment of Hashem. Hayotzer uvrei hakol, who created and fashioned everything. Ulimelet nafsho me'avadon ha'olam v'chanan. And you have to realize, you have to keep the mitzvos and not destroy your life by transgressing. Uvifrat bizmanenu shetiknu la'gdolim et heter iska. But today, he says, what's the excuse? We have a document which allows you to give a loan and make money on the loan through the concept of heter iska, as we've been discussing. So then undoubtedly everyone's responsible that when they give a loan, they do it in accordance with the halacha. And don't be lazy. And in that a person will save himself from destruction, and everyone has to be careful with it, be it the borrower or the lender. And the Chafetz Chaim writes, and when you do the heter iska, do it legally, meaning figure out how to do it halachically, and also figure out how to do it legally. Don't get into trouble with either party, not with the halacha, but also no reason to get into problems with the law.